All right. I hope all of you are ready for the final five questions of the evening. And I also hope that anybody who was thinking of doing their Secret Santa is doing that, because tonight is the night. I'm going to start trying to put the matches together tomorrow. I will refresh the quiz page just to make sure that everything is good. Hopefully everything is working. All this fucking lolly bait in the thread. You won't get me. You won't get me with your lewd Rikas and your Prisma Ilias and all the other fucking lewd ass lollies. You'll never break me. Let me turn the volume of the music down a little bit. There we go. Alright. It's time to begin the final questions. Question number 21. During Holo and Lawrence's adventures in Spice and Wolf, they encounter a goat deity, like Holo, living in the north. What did he have to do to survive amongst the human populace? Again, during Holo and Lawrence's adventures in Spice and Wolf, they encounter a goat deity, like Holo, living in the north. What did he have to do to survive amongst the human populace? You do need to have read farther than the show to know that. That sounds like a you problem. Maybe if you'd ever read a fucking book! These are good answers, but none of them are... Oh, okay, yes. The answer is eat sheep. He had to resort to cannibalism to blend in with people. It was actually a really fucked up scene. Holo was, like, having a nervous breakdown about it. She couldn't handle it. Yeah, he had to become a cannibal to hide amongst humans. And the R was for Lonely Rolling Star. Let me see. I have a different song by that name, but I don't think it's the one you want. I'm going to assume you mean the Katamari track? I'll put that in there. Let me know if I'm wrong. I figure you mean the Katamari stuff. Let's see. Fuck books? No, books are good. Oh boy, what is this webm? Oh, it's Suika getting fucked. Does Suika count as a lolly? I don't know. Anyway, on to the next question. In Shindo L's Metamorphosis, what becomes of the main character in the end? In Shindo L's Metamorphosis, what becomes of the main character in the end? Alright, the answer is she died. She fucking died. It's crazy. Drug addict and pregnant are both answers on the way to her dying, because that's a fucked up story. And the answer was, or the request rather, was Uragiri Mono no Requiem, a traitor's requiem. Let's see. You definitely don't want the English version. Nobody wants the English version. Diavolo version? Alright, well, the Diavolo version isn't in the DB, and I don't have it, so I am going to put the regular version in the queue for now, and if you have the Diavolo-specific version, post it, and I'll replace it. Oh, the site broke again. Guka, who made this site, if you're in this thread, just keep an eye on that. I don't know why, let me see. Well, eat sheep. Lonely Rolling Star was correct. But let me refresh the page. I don't want this screwing up. Okay. Let me see. Why do the Japanese love the word Requiem so much? Because it's cool and because they can pronounce it reasonably well. Requiemu is not that far off. And also, Uragiri Mono is a pretty cool word to say. So, I understand. Oh, wait a minute. Am I being an aho right now? Okay. Yeah, cannibalism is there. I am sorry. I don't know why this site is borked. But I will play Libera Me from Hell. I have to do the right thing here. Actually, I'm pretty lucky. I had really dog shit files for a long time. But I just recently reordered... Or I shouldn't say reordered, I just ordered a copy of the soundtrack on CD and was able to rip it properly. So now I have good files. yeah, cannibalism was the answer. I don't know why the site was broken, but it be what it be. Okay, so now on to the next question. Question number 23. In Tasogare Otome ex Amnesia, how does Yuko become a ghost? In Tasogare Otome ex Amnesia, how does Yuko become a ghost? The softest ghost, I might add. And I'm a ghost man, not a zombie man. Well, I like the zombie, but you know how it be. There's some answers here that are like very close enough that I might even accept them. All right, I'm gonna take falls down the stairs. She does fall down the stairs. What I was looking for was used as a ritualistic sacrifice by the villagers, but she does wind up like falling down a flight of stairs and breaking her leg and being unable to move, and then she just dies. And that's how she becomes the softest ghost. Good images in the thread. I'm enjoying it. All right. Two questions left. Question number 24. What is Kome's Halloween-themed character song in Idolmaster's Cinderella Girls? What is Kome's Halloween-themed character song in Idolmaster's Cinderella Girls? Michael Jackson's Thriller. I wish. I would actually love a Michael Jackson Thriller cover. Oh shit. The answer was Bloody Festa, and the request was for the Rumble of Scientific Triumph, which I do have. Great choice. I really want to watch the movie. For those of you who watched it, is it like actually just straight up on demand now? Or are they trying to enforce some stupid, like, virtual screening time where you can only watch it at a certain time? I assume you just, like, pay to rent it at this point. But anyway, while I wait for that answer... Oh, it is just uploaded? I didn't even know. Oh my god, it's been so fucking long that the Blu-rays are out? For fuck's sake. No, Bloody Festa is Kome's character song. No. Okay, hold on a second. We have a need for judge deliberation. Let me see something here. And in the meantime, I'm just gonna play the track quietly in the background because I want to.